Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's Friday!
We're just around the corner from the weekend.
For most people, Friday is just a day before the weekend.
Hope you have a great weekend.
I am living for the weekend.
All right.
Life is short. Treat yourself. Have a little fun.
A beer could help.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Living for the weekend.
I lived for danger.
I feel good too.
Yes, sir.
Bob McClain.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's the beginning of the end. Not the end of the beginning, it's the beginning of the end of the Bobby Mac shows for this week, because we are beginning the bonus hour here on the Bobby Mac Show. Final one for this week, but as always, on Friday, it's the free-for-all. So whatever you feel like talking about is fair game today. Huh? All you need to do, pick up the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Or, if you prefer, text me using the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. Email, of course, Bob at 1063WORD. Here we go, getting underway with the bonus hour with yours truly. And stand by, because ATF is on the way momentarily here. Amazing true facts for today. In on the text line, 71307. Hey, Bobby, sure was hard to watch a movie at the drive-in with all those fogged-up windows. Those were the good old days from Bill in Lake Lure. They were showing a movie? let me see. Where does this begin here? I guess this is all that's here. It's a little disjointed. Bobby Mack, I was fortunate to cook for James Gregory in downtown Greenville years ago when we had stand-up comedy. Like it always was, it was late. I was with him at the table. Liberace had nothing on the look this man had. I think we missed something. Didn't quite make it through there. Bobby, Shepard Smith has resigned. Yay. Bobby, I'm betting 20 hogs and 10 head of prime beef that Juan Williams will replace Shepard Smith. Well, no, Juan is not an anchor. He's a contributor of sorts. Bobby, anyone, this is about Hunter Biden, anyone who is in business with Billy Bulger is up to no good. He's as unscrupulous as his older brother, Whitey. He just never got his hands dirty. Gotcha. Bobby Mack, according to Eric Trump, board members of ExxonMobil make $330,000 per year, while Hunter made $600,000 a year on the board of Burisma. Bobby, Shep Smith quoted the late, great Groucho Marx, "Hello, I must be going. I must be going." Bobby, is a boss myself, I have always strived to be a good listener. After all, there's a reason the good Lord gave us twice as many ears as he did mouths. Good point. Ay, ay, ay. Bobby, I've learned the strongest leaders I worked for never consider themselves a bad boss, no matter how bad they were. Yeah, unfortunately, there are bad bosses that are somewhat lacking in the self-awareness department. Okay, here we go. As promised, time for today's edition of ATF. And here's Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing, Amazing, True, True Facts.
Yes, indeedy. Joined, of course, by the Bobettes for this segment, Miss Moneypenny.
Hello.
And Little Annie in the News Center.
Hello.
You've probably heard this statistic before, disgusting as it may have been. The average person swallows 8 spiders a year in their sleep.
Ew!
Yeah. Well, not to worry. Relief is on the way. It's not actually true. A writer named Lisa Holst started spreading this myth, urban legend, if you will, in 1993. Her purpose was to show how gullible people are. Then people started to believe it was real. And apparently a lot of people still do. A new survey on sleeping myths found 1 in 5 Americans think the 8 spiders a year thing really does happen. Here are the top 5 sleep myths that we still believe. Number 1, drinking alcohol before bed makes you sleep.
Nope.
32% believe it's not true, which means there's, 68% that do? It might knock you out, but alcohol messes with the quality of your sleep, so you wake up feeling less rested.
Yep.
And by the way, a little...
Hungover.
Don't
how are you doing?
Talk so loud. Number 2, leaving the TV on helps you fall asleep.
Yep.
Actually, the opposite is true. The blue light from your TV screen or your phone actually keeps your brain working there, keeps you up. Myth number 3, the older you get, the less sleep you need. Teenagers should get up to 9 hours of sleep. 7 or 8 will do for the rest of us, but after that, stays the same. You do not need less sleep the older you get.
Whew.
Although I don't know if you could prove it by me, but then again, I've never needed a whole ton of sleep anyway. Myth number 4, some people don't dream.
Huh.
25% believe that, but everybody dreams. You just probably don't remember your dream. You ever had one really weird dream and you woke up and you're like, boy, I've got to remember that dream. And it was gone there and it's disappeared.
Yep.
Myth number 5, sleeping on your left side helps with digestion.
I thought that was true. I did too.
25%. A ton of articles online claim it's true, but at best it's just a theory. And there is no real evidence that it works.
I've actually had a doctor tell me that before.
I had a nurse tell me.
Oh, hey.
They're spending too much time online.
Dummies.
Yeah. Well, you know what they call the doctor who graduated last in his class at med school?
Doctor.
That's it. So you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You can vote on who do you like to see inducted. It's informal, not the same as the fan vote that is conducted after the nominees are announced. I railed on this yesterday. Doobie Brothers are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How can you even have a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that doesn't have the Doobie Brothers in it? He queried.
Say it ain't so, Bobby. Say it ain't so.
It shouldn't be so. More than 80,000 votes have been cast so far for nominees. The top choice, Doobie Brothers are available, folks. Top choice, Motley Crue. They're followed by Blink 182.
182.
There you go. That's what I said. Sort of. That's almost what I said. Iron Maiden is next.
Yes.
Why you guys keep seeing you? I don't have any idea who these bands are.
You don't know who Iron Maiden is?
Well, I've heard of them, but, you know, if you put a gun to my head and said, who's doing this song, and it was Iron Maiden, I would be in a lot of trouble. Next, Dave Matthews Band.
Yep.
I do know who that is. Cher. I know who Cher is. Yep. I remember Cher. Styx. Followed by Bastion.
Yes.
Yeah. Keys.
Bastion. and Weezer.
Huh?
Okay.
Weezer. Weezer's a good.
Weezer?
Yeah.
I'm with you, Bob.
Yeah. What? the actual 2020 nominees will be announced on Tuesday.
Cool. You know, I use most of those people you just listed as bumper music.
Oh, jeez. And I don't even know it. Well, I'll just remain clueless.
And cute.
Happily clueless.
That's why I'm here, to keep you informed.
There you go. 16 after 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Boneheads in the News is still on the way as well. And we got an update. You may have heard this already, but if you haven't, about the Ukraine whistleblower expected to testify before Congress? Well, maybe not. By the way, I do know this is Link Ray in the background. Be right back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah, another of my favorites, Blink 182. I said that with a straight face, too, Moneypenny. Like I have any idea who Blink 182 is. 22 after 6 here, the Bobby Mac Show. But Moneypenny knows who they are. That's all that counts. 22 after 6 here, the Bobby Mac Show. So I mentioned this Ukraine whistleblower. This from the Wall Street Journal. Lawyers for the CIA officer, actually an analyst, at least I believe is an analyst, whose whistleblower complaint helped ignite an impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Lawyers for this individual have asked Congress whether their client could submit testimony in writing instead of appearing in person, according to people familiar with the matter. Okay, well, here's a question I have for these lawyers. How can you cross-examine written testimony? The request reflects concerns about whether the whistleblower could testify to Democrats and Republicans without revealing his identity. Well, he shouldn't have any qualms. If he's going to be a whistleblower, then everybody, you have a right to face your accuser. And fears that doing so would lead to it being publicly leaked, his identity, that is, jeopardizing his personal safety. The guy works at Langley. You want to try and get in there? What a bunch of horse hockey. To the phones we go. Paul is next up, and he is in Greenville here on the Friday Free for All. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Hey, Bobby Mac. This is Paul 52 in Greenville.
Yes, sir.
And so the word horse hockey is something that I'll get around to here in a second.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's kind of a play on words, but we'll get there. I wanted to say thank you so much to Lee Rogers on Monday and Tuesday, and Miss Tara and Roger and Miss Annie and the whole station of WORD for covering the firefighters' death in the line of duty.
Yes.
That was actually my cousin.
Oh, wow.
Paul Edwin. And he was an ex-Marine for a couple years, and he got an honorable medical discharge, and then he went to be a firefighter for the last 22 years of his life.
Wow.
So there was about 2,500 people that showed up to our high school at Batesburg-Leesville, and so it was most impressive. It was standing room only.
Pretty amazing.
And it was quite a spectacle for us and the family. At least for me, it was kind of like I was in a movie.
Yeah.
And just kind of watching everything transpire. I want to give a shout out also to the first responders and the firefighters that did coverage for Lassonde County Fire Department, Clemson University, sent some firefighters down. One of them knew my cousin, worked with him a few years ago in Lassonde County. And then also I met three of the Greenville firefighters as well after the service. So I want to say thank you to them as well.
Yeah, that is a tight-knit group.
It is very impressive. But the moral to the story and the horse hockey part of the story, it, not only for Paul Edwin's service to our country and then also to the community and dying what he loved to do was help people. It kind of ties into how the accident really occurred. There's a project that's trying to gain some steam. It's called the Move Over Project.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul Edwin was responding to a call to a scene of an accident. And the way the two-lane road kind of worked out is that just over the hill is where the accident occurred. And apparently there was an 18-wheeler person who was, we'll say, I guess, in a hurry.
Right.
Trying to get somewhere. And he didn't move over. Once you see three fire trucks beside the road, he didn't move over or slow down. And which he ended up clipping another 18-wheeler coming in the opposite direction. And so that kind of caused the situation. And then he actually ended up having to stop because of the damage to his truck.
Holy cow.
So I don't know any other details past that, but that was the situation that arose to Paul losing his life. So he was hit. So I guess the moral of the story, the horse hockey part, is that situation didn't really need to occur. And I would really like to reach out to most people who drive. If you're able to and it's safe, please either consider, if you come across the scene of accident, whether there's first responders there or not, either slow down and get over.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or stop and help or whatever. In my gray hair days, I've slowed down myself as far as when I see an accident scene.
Yeah, me too.
It makes people behind me mad. So,
right.
You know, let people work and do their job.
Well, look, Paul, we certainly appreciate his life, the service that he gave to this country, and the sacrifice that he made. It's just tragic that a young man like this, and certainly by comparison with somebody my age, a young man like that would be taken from us too soon because somebody was in too big of a hurry. It's
yes, sir.
Such an unnecessary death, our thoughts and prayers will be with the family. I know it has to be very difficult for them, but I would hope that that they got some solace and some comfort from seeing the 2,500 people that turned out for
It was most impressive, and the NBC affiliate in Columbia did an excellent job in capturing the video of it. The ceremony was about an hour and a half. So if you're, you know, a glutton for following that kind of stuff, treat yourself to the NBC station out of Columbia.
Yeah, that is
did a good job.
WIS TV, is that right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. WIS.
Right.
And Miss Miranda did a fantastic job. She was a videographer who did the story after the funeral service. So
nice.
I was standing right beside her getting her video footage. But the part that really got to me after the whole, you know, everybody's kind of somber during the service and stuff, but the thing that got to me the most, that really made it real quick for me, was the part where they gave Paul Edwin's helmet to his 13-year-old son.
Oh, boy.
So that was when it really got real at that point of like, wow, you know, it didn't affect just one person. And anyway, we'll get through it. They'll get through it.
Yep.
Pretty strong family of people. So.
Well, we'll keep them all in our prayers, and I thank you for sharing that. Very, very, obviously moving tribute, and we appreciate his service and appreciate your call today.
Thank you so much, Bobby.
My pleasure.
I listen to y'all every day. So.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that greatly, and sorry for that tragedy.
Well, thank you, sir, and have a great day.
You too.
Have a good weekend.
You too, sir. Appreciate it. You know, you slow down for 1 minute, and he goes home to his family that night. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready in the news center, and I'm right back on the other side here on the TGIF edition on WORD. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure, I recognize that. Dave Matthews Band.
Don't!
6:36, 24 before 7 on the Bobby Mac Show. Did I mention that I'm really ticked off that the Doobie Brothers are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? In on the text line 71307. Bobby, I work with a number of first responders. The stories of such folly they tell are many, intentional by other drivers. Bobby, you were required by law to move over. If physically impossible, you're to reduce speed considerably. 0 points, but a $1,062 fine. Gotcha. Bobby, you should check the list that Eddie Trunk has for famous rock and roll bands that are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah. How do they do that? Another texter says, Bobby, Boston should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by now. I would agree. You know when Chicago went in? 3 years ago. Bobby, did you hear Hillary say she could beat Trump again? Yeah, I pointed out to Thelonious Von Pantsuit, you have to beat someone once before you can beat them again. I believe she is 0-for-1. Bobby, about Chef Smith's retirement today, my gut tells me Ed Henry will be the replacement for Shep Smith. Could be. Could be. Bobby, you had an earlier texter who asked about George Soros, should he be imprisoned? Are there legal grounds for his arrest, or is that just wishful thinking on the part of the texter? Yeah, Soros is, I mean, the guy's a multi-billionaire. He's pretty much untouchable. He's protected, well protected. Somehow, apparently the other parts of this text have not made it, because this just says 4 of 5. The most powerful argument for Trump yet. I remember Reagan perfectly, and Trump was even better and really connected last night. Semper Fi from Eric in Simpsonville. Oorah, Eric. Thank you. Appreciate that. One other note on this whistleblower, by the way. The 2020 Democrat candidate with whom the CIA gossip blower had a professional tie? Joe Biden. Well, isn't that special? This according to intelligence officers and former White House officials. Lawyers for the gossip blower said he had worked only in the executive branch. The Washington Examiner has established he is a career CIA analyst who was detailed to the National Security Council at the White House and has since left. On September 26th, the New York Times reported that he was a CIA officer. On October 4th, the newspaper added that he was detailed to the National Security Council at one point. Okay. This person, a former Trump administration official speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss intelligence matters, said Biden's work on foreign affairs would have brought him into close proximity with the whistleblower, either at CIA or when he was detailed to the White House. Quote, this person, after working with Biden, may feel defensive towards him because he feels Biden is being falsely attacked. Maybe he is even talking to Biden's staff, the former official said. Maybe it's innocent, maybe not. Well, given the current environment in Washington, I'm going with maybe not. To the phones we go. Jeff is along. He is in my stomping grounds of Taylor's. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the program.
Well, good evening, Bob, and great show as always.
Thank you, sir.
I just relied on something that I've heard you say many, many times. I think I figured this whole thing out if you want to hear it.
Aha. Uh-huh.
You have said many times that Democrats always accuse Republicans of doing what they have already been doing.
Correct.
And I think the end result of this is not just Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, but a whole bunch of Democrats and some Republicans have been enriching themselves off of bribes, kickbacks, and payoffs from all kind of little foreign governments. And President Trump has caught up with all of this.
Yep.
And all he's got to do now is prove it, which he's in the process of doing. So if they don't get rid of him, they're going to go to jail. There's a bunch of them going to go to jail.
Well, or at the very least,
I think that's the whole deal.
Yeah, or at the very least, lose the lucrative incomes that they had. Thank you, Jeff. I think that's a valid point. And I mentioned earlier in the program, and I'm not the first to talk about this. A lot of other talk show hosts have, but you may not be aware of it. But there are numerous members of Congress who have either some sort of charity that's established or a foundation for a specific cause. And in many instances, these foundations, what have you, are chaired or run by their wife or by one of their kids or by Uncle Billy or whoever it may be. And these, again, are other how shall I phrase it? Money-making opportunities. Okay. So, yeah, this stuff is all over the place. And it is hidden in plain sight. Also on the text line, Bob, but Three Dog Night isn't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame either, and they had a ton of hits. I would agree. Hey, Bobby, I'm with you. I can't believe the Doobie Brothers are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I believe they are coming to the Peace Center in November. Have a great weekend. Well, maybe by the time they get there, they will be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Oh, Colonel Ted is along this afternoon with the latest installment of his Colorado adventure where he was headed to the Four Corners when last we heard from him. Did you make it there, Colonel Ted?
Well, I did not. I've had to revise my travel plans several times. I cannot go into all the details about why I am at the moment. Well, the same about Four Corners. It's kind of off the beaten path.
Yeah.
And every time I finished going one place and thought I might go, it was just going to take like 5 hours. And so forth. So I'm going to have to do that another time. At the moment, I'm just leaving the very large array in New Mexico. Are you familiar with that? Those satellite, 28 or so satellite dishes that probe deep space looking for some evidence that God wasn't right when he wrote scripture about how the earth was formed and that sort of thing.
Are they the same ones that are listening for E.T. phoning home?
I believe so.
Yeah.
The fascinating place. I was here back in the mid-80s, I think, on just past here, actually, stopped to look from a distance on my way up to Colorado Springs from Phoenix. And this time I spent an hour or so at the visitor center and just leaving now. But just the setting, I tell you, New Mexico is just an absolutely stunning place.
Yeah, it is.
Scenery. I mean, I've seen some great places. And yesterday I meant to call from Bandelier National Monument. Have you ever heard of that? It's an Indian cliff dweller place. I've never seen anything like it.
Oh, yeah, I've seen pictures.
Well, I hadn't even heard of the place till yesterday morning, and I was leaving Alamosa, I guess it was. Forget where I was heading now. But anyway, somebody told me about it, so I deviated off my planned path to wherever I was going. I ended up spending the whole afternoon. I mean, it was just fascinating.
Did you ever get to Alamogordo?
Yeah, well, no. I was on my way last night.
Sure, you were.
I ran out of gas.
Oh, jeez.
Before I could get there.
Colonel Ted, we're going to give you a 50-gallon gas can to carry in the trunk of your car for your Christmas present.
Well, no, actually, I've got a 1-gallon gas can.
Well, that ain't enough, Colonel Ted, obviously.
I know, and I might have to use it here presently. I just happened to look at the gas gauge, and I don't think I'm going to make it back to that.
Well, I've got to leave it there, Colonel Ted, because I've got to run. But keep us posted the continuing adventures of Where is Colonel Ted? 14 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Boneheads in the News, appropriately, is next. After the Doobies. Closing minutes with Bob and the Bobettes. Some would call it a motley crew. See what I did there, Money Penny? Yeah. 9 before 7 o'clock as the minutes tick away here, the closing minutes of the Friday edition. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, another aspect of the vaping issue, many of the adults facing the bans and scrutiny over vaping are single-issue voters. I don't know that Trump could stand to lose approximately 8 to 12 million voters and still win in 2020. Bobby, how in the world did they make that guy a colonel? Well, Colonel Ted was not in charge of making sure that the unit had enough gas. Okay. He was Air Force, by the way. Bob, Colonel Ted must have been in the Army. Why does he keep running out of gas? You got me there. I have no idea. Hey, Bob, Odd Goth Girl here. Hi, Odd Goth Girl. New to South Carolina, about a year, and I love your show. Thank you. You have excellent taste. Oh, my God, I love Colonel Ted. Bobby, I think Colonel Ted is talking about the SETI project. Yep. Bobby, would you be surprised if the Doobie Brothers are liberals? Not in the least. But, you know, I'm not voting for them based on their politics. I'm voting for them based on their music, right? We're not voting for best conservative rock and roll musicians because that's going to be an even smaller Hall of Fame than the one that they have in Cleveland. Bob, all you have to do is follow the money. These people are not going to lie and give up their careers for the Democrats. And Pulaski as their ringleader, it's got to be somebody making these fake calls and handing out this cash. And I believe that catches me. Tomorrow we have time quickly for a somewhat limited edition version of
Boneheads in the News.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Boneheads in the News. All right, here we go with a Friday edition. A guy in Keene, New Hampshire. This is my kind of politician here. Guy in Keene, New Hampshire, legally changed his last name to Nobody so he could run for mayor. Here's his statement on this.
I made it because I intended to run for office, and there's a lot of jobs in government that nobody should do. What I'd like to do in any political position is as little as possible. And
I'm with you. By that,
I mean shrink government down as much as I can. I think if I don't get mayor, I'm going to run for governor.
Well, probably he could count on the vote of Cleveland, right?
I know what the nobodies on the streets want because I'm a nobody like them.
Exactly right. Yeah, I'm right there with you. A police officer here in South Carolina, Craig Stivender, just launched his campaign for sheriff, put out a video where he admits he wore blackface for a Halloween costume 10 years ago. Here's part of his video.
I'm not perfect, and I wish I can change a thing or two. As a 16-year-old, I received a ticket for not having my driver's license in my possession.
Uh-oh.
I've been married, divorced, and remarried. I've lost my temper and been reprimanded at work. I've been in fender benders that were my fault. And about 10 years ago, as a young police officer, I attended a law enforcement Halloween party dressed as ruthless drug kingpin, Big Meech Flannery. Today, we understand that type of costume is troubling to many.
Big what? Hooey? I don't know. Well, anyway, good luck to you there, pal, in your election run. A new survey asked people if marriage was important to them. Only 57% said it's very important. That's reminiscent of Princess Bride here, I think. Yeah.
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today. Marriage, that blessed arrangement, that dream within a dream. Have you the wing?
The what? What's a wing?
Boneheads in the news.
That's all for this week. Have a great weekend. See you back on Monday. And we always close with Satchmo. Wonderful world. See you Monday. God bless.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.